Welcome back to another episode of Blooming English. Today, we're looking deeper into idioms, specifically those that feature animals. These idioms are not only colorful but reveal differences and similarities between cultures. How many of these idioms exist in your language? Part 1. Introduction to Idioms. Before we explore our animal idioms, let's revisit what idioms are. An idiom is an expression where the meaning isn't directly derived from the individual words. These phrases are often unique and interesting. Part 2. Let the cat out of the bag. The first idiom we'll explore is, let the cat out of the bag. This phrase is often used when someone accidentally reveals a secret. It describes the act of disclosing something that was meant to be confidential. Example conversation 1. Speaker 1. I heard you're planning a surprise party for Emily. Speaker 2. Who let the cat out of the bag? Example conversation 2. Speaker 1. Did you know Sarah is getting a promotion? Speaker 2. You just let the cat out of the bag. That was supposed to be a surprise. Part 3. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. This idiom suggests that it's better to have a certain advantage or benefit now than the possibility of getting something greater later, which may or may not happen. The phrase is used in various cultures and languages, emphasizing the universal value of certainty over uncertainty. Example conversation 1. Speaker 1. I'm thinking of quitting my job to find something better. Speaker 2. Remember, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Example conversation 2. Speaker 1. I have a decent job offer, but I'm waiting for a better one. Speaker 2. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. You might want to consider taking it. Part 4. Cry over spilled milk. The phrase, cry over spilled milk, means to lament about things that have already happened and cannot be undone. The idiom encourages a forward-looking attitude, emphasizing that it's unproductive to dwell on past mistakes.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Example conversation 1. Speaker 1. I can't believe I missed the train. Speaker 2. No use crying over spilled milk. There's another one in 30 minutes. Example conversation 2. Speaker 1. I regret not taking that job offer last year. Speaker 2. Don't cry over spilled milk. Focus on the opportunities you have now. Part 5. The elephant in the room. This idiom refers to a glaring issue that everyone is aware of but chooses to ignore. The phrase is often used in social and professional settings where people may feel uncomfortable addressing a particular topic. Example conversation 1. Speaker 1. Everyone is acting like everything is fine. Speaker 2. Yes, but the elephant in the room is that we need to address the budget. Example conversation 2. Speaker 1. Why is nobody talking about the deadline? Speaker 2. It's the elephant in the room that everyone is avoiding. Part 6. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. This idiom advises against making plans based on future events that may not happen. It serves as a cautionary reminder to not be overly optimistic about outcomes that are not yet certain. Example conversation 1. Speaker 1. If I win the lottery, I'm buying a mansion. Speaker 2. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Example conversation 2. Speaker 1. I'm sure I aced the test. I'm planning a celebration. Speaker 2. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Wait for the results first. And that concludes our exploration of animal idioms. These phrases enrich our language and make conversations more engaging. They also offer insights into the values and wisdom passed down through generations. Thank you for tuning in to Blooming English. Check out our website for free English booklets, lessons, and more. Until our next episode, may your English skills continue to flourish, as varied as the animal kingdom itself.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.